I just got pointed at.
Ooh. Yeah, because we're live now.
Welcome to episode 174 of the Crippled Systems Podcast.
Crippled System.
Or are you saying it was an apostrophe S? You're showing
this is ownership.
Crippled Systems Podcast. The Crippled System Podcast is called Crippled System.
It would work much better if they can't see us.
I went from announcer voice to old man voice to Sean Connery voice.
Yeah. It would work much better if they couldn't see us. So I turned the camera off.
Everything works better if you can't see us.
Yeah. So
we don't need to hear about your private life.
Would you want to have sex with me with the light on?
That sounds like a really trick question.
Yeah. I mean, just think, you'd have to look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just bad. Or you can just turn it off.
You're right. Lights off. Lights off.
My one advantage in life is that barring mirrors and other reflective surfaces, I'm the person who sees me the least.
Yeah. It'd be even better if you were a vampire.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't be able to see yourself at all. Well, you could sparkle, and then
I believe the correct term for those are glitter leeches.
What?
Glitter leeches.
I've never heard that term.
Be happy.
By the way, Brian and Andy lied to me. Tort is still my Facebook friend.
Are you sure?
I checked. We're still Facebook friends.
I don't know. When I looked, I saw mutual friends. When I looked at Tort,
it doesn't list everybody. It shows like four or five people. It's not a comprehensive list. I can pull up Facebook right now.
So can he.
How fast can you hit the unfriend button? Do I have to prove it before he unfriends me?
Yeah, take that screenshot.
Oh, Lord. How many of you were at that event yesterday, by the way?
At
most,
Andy.
Two of you. Dan, you didn't go? No. Oh, no, you were spending time with your family or something, right?
Those fuckers. I was going to go, and then I decided to play WoW all day instead.
Wow!
Ooh.
That was an echoey one.
That was
WoW is terrible.
WoW is not terrible. WoW is great, and I have like 40 more pets to get.
Ha! Tort admitted that we're still Facebook friends.
Yeah.
I look at it. WoW is slightly more healthy for me than my old cigarette addiction.
And it only costs you $15 a month and your second born child.
So slightly healthier.
Yeah.
Fair.
I was going to say your first born child, but, you know, it's that one's already in existence and has not been mailed to California.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. What's the cost of postage nowadays?
Well, if you can fit them in the flat rate box.
That's a big ass flat rate box.
Just don't mail them to Arizona. Oh. Speaking of Blizzard.
Yes.
Did you see...
They don't have Blizzards in Arizona.
Unless
there's Dairy Queens.
Mountains, I assume.
Arizona doesn't really have mountains. It's got some south, isn't it?
It's got some.
Yeah, I don't think they're tall enough for a true Blizzard-type condition.
Yeah.
Somebody from Arizona, tell us if there's Blizzards there. No.
Yes. Bring back City of Heroes. I don't know who that person with Twitch in all caps in their chat room is, but they're right. City Heroes was the best, and I loved it.
I like City Heroes. I thought City Heroes was fun. I played it early in their game, which unfortunately at that time meant every single one of their fucking instances was a warehouse with robots or a warehouse with
the mob.
With mob.
The warehouse
or
with
a warehouse with the Nazi guys.
Yeah, the Nazis, the fifth column. They were flat out literally Nazis at first. When you played, they were still Nazis. They changed it because people in Europe are like, yeah, we don't like, you know, Nazis so much. And so they made them into a fictional fascist regime.
So it's sold in Germany.
Yeah.
But the game, I like the game. I like the premise of it, but yeah. What?
No, that was not my pirate voice. That was every voice except a pirate voice. Unless it was Sean Connery as a pirate. Who would also be inexplicably a Spaniard alien from the Highlands.
Sounds
pirate-y. I was talking about Blizzard. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, speaking of Blizzard.
Speaking of Blizzard, did you see what... You knew... Words. Fucking A. You know that Chris Metzen retired from gaming.
If I knew who Chris Benson was, I might know that he retired from gaming.
Chris
Benson.
Yes. He is one of the higher-ups over at Blizzard. He's basically the one that was behind like Overwatch and a lot of other games for Blizzard.
Okay.
They're retiring, or he's retiring, and they're presenting him with a statue that's very similar to the Disney statue of Walt Disney and Mickey Like, he's kind of pointing in the air, and he's holding Mickey's hand.
Yeah.
Except for it's him, Chris Metzen, holding Winston from Overwatch as a baby monkey.
It's cute.
Yeah. No, he's had his hand in, like, almost everything for Blizzard.
So. Similarly to him retiring, C. Martin Crocker died.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Wah, wah. Mm-hmm.
I wanted a spinoff just Moltar show.
Oh, Moltar, yeah.
Just flat out Moltar.
Space Ghost was the fourth wheel on that show,
pretty much. Yeah, it was a you know, yeah, just Moltar. That's all we need.
Fun.
Oh,
I'm Nathan.
No. I'm Jeff.
I'm Dan.
I'm Andy.
We skipped no that Brian. Part. Zero yeah. Bryans to average out from the times that there were like four Bryans.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, my favorite thing about the event yesterday.
No Bryans?
There was a Brian.
There were multiple Bryans.
There were multiple Bryans.
Yes. There's three Bryans at the event. Well, there was three at the start of the event.
Yeah, so the last event before Mark III drop that I was at, Brian Culp was there, and it was the last of the six pack events, actually. The last of the six pack events. Brian Culp was there, who I love. I love you, Brian. But he was bitching like nobody's business about how unplayable garbage Scorn was just from all the leaks and everything, and how they were the worst ever, and he was going to drop the faction, and he was going to quit Hordes forever, and he just hated everything, and it was the worst thing ever. And then he went 4-0-1. And then somebody on his Facebook was like, I thought Scorn was terrible. And he's like, I might be changing my opinion. play the factions. Shut up. Play. Find the good.
That was an argument, not an argument, but there was a conversation I was having yesterday with Brian Kerr.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been on a couple old ones, but not very often.
Same here.
So
I don't want to be a Brian. You can be a Brian.
All right, I'll be a Brian.
No, you're Geezy, you're Kerr.
My pants are comfortable.
There's no new guys on the podcast. Everyone has been on the podcast here before. Somebody had mentioned in chat that they vote for the new guy. And well, Jeff has been on the podcast. Dan has been on the podcast several times.
Yeah.
At least all in one hand. You could probably count it on all in one hand that Jeff has been on the podcast. I think Dan's been on double digits at least.
Probably. With close the other recorded media, I've definitely been on double digits.
But, I was conversing with Brian Kerr yesterday, who is still laid up with like a horrible leg something where he can't walk.
He's got gimp leg.
Yeah, he's got the gout or something.
It's not gout. I think he tore some kind of tendon in his knee.
Doing some high athletic behavior?
Something about how his primary care doctor is an idiot, so she made him take like 3 weeks before she let him get an MRI. She's like, just ice it. It'll be fine. Take some ibuprofen.
Yeah.
So
on the bright side, he'll be rich soon.
That's true. But the strains became tears.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, he's not a small guy, so weight being put on said injured device. And yeah shit happens. But I was talking with him. And in the conversation, one of the things that was brought up was the faction hate overall. And goddamn, everybody out there, they need to just forget everything that they know about Mark II.
Yeah,
there's a reason I'm taking 4 months off of Krix.
Yeah,
because that's the only way that I can play that faction is to forget everything I knew about Gatsby 2.
Yeah, and then just sit down and play, because you know what, we had three Krix players, or not Krix players, we had three Scorn players yesterday at our tournament, and it was a fairly sizable, I think we were about 16 players or so.
Starter end
by the end of the tournament, I think we were at 16. Two of the Scorn players did fairly well.
I mean, that's a fine percentage, you know? Yeah.
Well, just because one person did bad doesn't mean the faction is bad.
Correct.
Also,
correct.
The final game was Scorn against the bullshit Harkovich with 50 heavy warjacks spam list, played by someone who is a damn good player, especially when playing bullshit spam list.
Correct.
And Scorn won.
Yep. Yep. Actually, the funny part is I did take on Brian Culp in round two, and I was on my assassination run, and he had one fury on him. On Xerxes, I had about six shots into him, and I did not kill him.
Good job.
So that was my contribution to...
Was failing to kill Xerxes 2.
Failing to kill Xerxes. Who,
not only is Scorn terrible, but Xerxes 2 is the worst caster in Scorn as well.
It was Xerxes 1.
Oh, his was 1?
Yeah.
He had Xerxes 2, didn't he?
Nope. He was playing Xerxes 1.
My bad. Never mind then.
I don't even know who the other caster was. He was Xerxes 1 with a mammoth.
Oh, it was Resheth was his other one. I saw his list. Resheth was the other one.
Yep, yep.
Resheth with brigands, because fucking A, Resheth with brigands is like, those are pal what guns?
Yeah. So, yeah.
17?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can probably go for my rounds there. But anyway, just for... Screw what the internet says about your faction. Just play lists... And just
figure it out for yourself.
Figure it out for yourself. Because
the good point in chat, though, is there are some wonderful Scorn memes.
There
like,
are.
I joined the Scorn meme page. My favorite was the like trading Scorn on Bartertown be like, and it's just a screenshot of like four or five threads, all with zero replies. And it's like, have Scorn want money, have Scorn want Age of Sigmar models, have Scorn want the ability to feel love again. I want random twigs and rocks. Like, it's just
there
anything.
There is one better than that, and that is Carver on a guinea pig, posted by none other than Mr. William
Not
Hungerford.
A guinea pig, an actual pig.
Was it an actual pig?
Yeah, it was a teacup piglet.
Yeah. But posted by one William Hungerford.
Except I was disappointed, because he posted that on his Facebook wall like 5 months ago as a teaser of the new new Minions calves, so that's recycling, and he should do better than that.
That's true, but he's still trolling them.
Fair. And someone's like, I didn't know you're in this group. And he's like, I am everywhere. I joined the Signar group just to post that janky Darius thread, Darius list. Fuck any haters. That list is legit.
I mean,
I like making stupid lists that are annoyingly not terrible.
It's 3 Centurions and a Colossal.
Yeah. Come at me, bro.
I mean, you're basically Jordan then.
Hey, I'm playing Darius. Fuck you.
So would Jordan.
So would Jordan.
No, what? Darius is terrible.
Jordan would play him if he had a janky fun list, janky list that he felt like he could win with.
Yeah, but Jordan wouldn't like this list.
He wants
Jordan
to be brutally effective and heartless.
If it's a list that he could play, that's
the problem is it's not very aggressive. So Jordan.
That's the thing is like Jordan gave up on the double victor thing in Mark II that would have won every tournament he ever took it to just because he wanted to play it wrong, and you know so he'll do that. All I have is 3 models. I better not get them into any zones. You lost. This list sucks.
But I could shoot turn one, so I have to.
Instead of running and getting into a zone and never losing the game ever, I can walk and shoot and hope to drift 6 inches to the one and maybe kill a model. That's tactically superior.
You're better than that,
Jordan.
That's what I do with my Durgan list now.
Yeah. Well,
of course, I do well with my Durgan list.
I mean,
list,
that though. Is a viable strategy against Keith.
Sure. And it's a viable strategy when you have Andy drifts.
Oh, my drifts are great. Like, they're even better when I have Artillerist with them.
I think Artillerist with Andy is Scornergy because it's unnecessary redundancy.
That's true, too.
You just right? need the rerolls.
There have been times where I've Artilleristed something and it drifts exactly where I want it to go anyway. It's like, 5 inches into one. Okay.
Black Isle 4 Menoth heavies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only been, what, years?
Yeah.
That's the trauma you induce with those rifts.
Sorry, Dad.
But, that's okay. The last time Andy got me with that bullshit of a drift, I got right back to him in the same game because it was when Madeline Corbeau came out, and I bought her and glued her to her base and played her within 5 minutes against Andy, and I was so excited about my new model. And so we're playing, and he drifts like 6 inches to the two to just heat sink a Vanquisher shot to barely clip her base and kill her on like the bottom of one. Like I moved her up, and then he's like, bloop, she's dead. And her corpse token, and I know because it was the only corpse token, her corpse token turned into a Risen that I popped up in Iris's back arc and one-shotted Iris by just punching her in the back of the head with this janky Risen. I'm like, she got her revenge!
Yeah, he came out on a point.
Yeah, it's great.
So, Chart, it's Darius, 3 Centurions, Journeyman with a Storm Wall, and pick 6 points.
Yeah, the current 6 points is Ragman. I think it's correct. It's Ragman, and then pick 2 points becomes a Tinker. Because with Centurion Wall, you know, it's like you can't charge me. I got the shooting with the whatever, and
can
they just march
out?
Up. No, because of Fortify. They can't be moved, placed, slammed, knocked down.
Okay.
Because the middle one is armor 23. The other two are armor 21. They're all completely steady and immovable.
Can't
be charged. And they march up the field with a storm wall behind them that's armor 23, armor 22, because it's 19 plus the arcane shield.
22.
So they're all armor 22, basically, walking up the field unchargeable, and if you shoot them, just Darius and Tinker repair it off. If you manage to do a lot of damage, I just feet and then wade into you. Because Ragman then is just going to give them Dark Shroud, and they're going to be POW 20s and whatnot, just smashing your face.
And then you just pray you don't get it. I have to play that list during the pit.
I'll get in that pit. What's wrong with doing it in the pit?
You can probably get held off of the opponent's flag long enough.
I got half jacks. They'll run over there.
Yeah, I don't, with my parrying, I don't know what I would do against that. It's like same thing with my parrying. Well, actually, my parrying against Jordan means I would be taking my Cephalix against him.
Yeah.
But I guess I can quickly go over what I faced yesterday. We did have a troll player that had no Mandrake 2.
Oh, and they went 0-4?
I don't know what their record was.
it's easy to have somebody with no Mandrake 2.
You don't need to Mandrake 2 to win. He's just easy to do that with.
His pairing that he had, I took him on in first round, was Doomshaper 2 and Gunbjorn. He chose to take Gunbjorn. Since I had a chance to take on Hordes, I'm like, I'm going to take my Cephalix. And unfortunate for him, one entire flank of his army was turned into drudges. And then those drudges then were adrenal flooded into Gunbjorn. And Gunbjorn does not survive three adrenal flooded drudges into him. Second round was against Brian Culp. He took Xerxes. I decided to take Durgan. I did a lot of horrible things to his army. Got Xerxes almost dead. I had 6 shots in to go into Xerxes. He had only 1 transfer, and I just failed on dice rolls.
Sure.
It was really, really bad. My third game, I took on Scorn again. It was
so much Scorn in the meta now.
Yep. So
OP.
But he decided to take Zakar against me. First turn, he had 2 units. He had a full unit of Acuari, the harpoon guys, and he had a full unit of the Incendiary AI. Ran them both on my flanks. I proceeded to blow up both those flanks and kill a bronze back my turn 1. So his turn 2, he had 2 cannoneers, some random guys, and Zakar, or actually Zakar, who had no fury on him because I shot him with Iris. Then he moved Zakar closer to Iris to engage her and popped his feet.
Sure.
And then one of my gun buddies cleared off Iris, and Iris just shot him, cleared off his fury again, and that shot actually killed him.
Aww.
So, yeah, he was not happy. I did not lose a model that game.
My brother is upset that we're podcasting when the Packers game is ready to go. And he said, I have a new Zappy Grumble. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Is Tort that important? And no, Tort's not that important. It's just that we have DVRs and can fast forward through commercials this way. And our audience in general, love.
I forgot to record it, so I should probably run downstairs and grab it.
Yeah, you should probably turn your DVR on.
Yeah.
Oh, another tournament update.
Like now. Go turn your TVR on.
Oh, and my final round, I went against Johnny, who's one of our locals in the area. He was playing Kador. He decided to take Butcher. I took Durgan.
Butcher?
Butcher won.
Okay.
His other one was Sorsha won. So he's playing with
classics.
Classic Johnny pairing.
Classic Johnny pairing. He thought his fun list was to take Butcher, but he basically played that all day anyway. So I took Durgan, and Butcher did not survive multiple shots from Durgan. Even with Iron Flesh up, he's still armor 20, but I've got mortars in those Horgenhold artillery crew.
They hit hard.
Fucking amazing under Durgan's feet. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go turn on the Packer game.
And meanwhile, yesterday, Jeremy drew some scrub player, some another judge, and 0-1'd against Crixen and dropped.
And Brian.
I didn't hear the story of that one. I just know.
Oh, Brian lost too, so they both left.
Mm-hmm. Brian and Jeremy both 0-1'd and then left to go hang out with people. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know.
If you can't win, go and pout?
Yeah, legit people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's win or go home. If you're not first, you're last.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
But even then, that doesn't matter for Jeremy. I mean, he wants 3-0 dropped. a tournament to go hang out with people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because it's the social thing. It's it actually was the nicer way of that. It's like, oh, I really want to hang out with this other person, not these people at the tournament. Which I guess is, you know, depending on the people at the tournament can be offensive. But the people that they went and hung out with are people who are not locals. And so they don't get a lot of time to hang out with them. So it was, you know, it's kind of excusable.
It's not like I have to leave because I want to go hang out with the guy at the bar at the local restaurant.
Yeah, it's not my roommate and I are going to go play Gauntlet Legends in the arcade. You know,
hey, that sounds like a good time. I miss that game.
Well, you can just go buy a copy of it.
I know.
If I ever actually have money, I'm just going to buy some of my old favorite arcade games because there's local people that sell those.
Oh, yeah. People polish them up or even make them.
I mean, there's that arcade on Odana that, from what I hear of their prices, they're going to go under in about 6 months, that you can probably pick up some cabinets.
There's an arcade in Odana?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know. Relatively recently, but I was trying to remember who I was talking to, but they said, yeah, they're charging like 20% under what they should be. So I'm going to enjoy it for 6 months.
What's up?
There's the new arcade in off Odana.
Oh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very inexpensive.
Tokens, like, or?
What? It's like a pass for a day?
I don't know what they're doing, but I was talking to someone who said that they're charging way less than they should be. So
okay, so they probably do like a, like, you get in, you can play whatever you want, probably with like a cheap pass.
Something.
Maybe. Well, because otherwise they're charging a quarter. Yeah. Either the machines go on nickels, which proves that person's right, or they do the daily pass thing and they're just not charging enough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that's a correctable volume, problem, right? Like,
yeah, it is a correctable problem. Or maybe it's not actually a problem. I mean,
maybe they're making it up on food. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, movie theater ticket price. Like, look at cheap theaters, right?
Yeah.
The cheap theater is provably charging like 80% less than they should because you go and see the Avengers for $3 instead of $15, but they're still in business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was working at the Budget Cinema in Madison here, when they were charging $1.75 a film.
Wow.
I'm just sitting there thinking, it's like, how are they actually making money?
I only have two brothers, and I wasn't going to spoil which one's my least favorite brother, but it's about to be public which is my least favorite brother.
So you're not staying for the Packer game then?
What?
Or are you staying for the Packer game?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't need it spoiled live in chat by an asshole, though.
Hey, you know what I can do?
I can just squelch my brother. My guess is he won't actually do that, although he should give me one just because I misheard him one time. We got free tickets to a Packers game. Because you're going to put him on Whisper? You're going to time him out? You don't have to. We went to a Packers game for free because of him being something or another.
Can't read what it says.
But he called, and he wasn't able. What are you doing?
I'm trying to read what it says, but I can't see it.
Read what says.
What does it say?
It says mod user.
Oh, okay.
So you just made him a mod?
Oh, God.
Right. Oh, my God. Adam J is already moderator of this. You didn't undo it. You tried doing it again. Is that the undo? No, that's ban. Is there no don't have him be a moderator? You can't make him a moderator.
Oops.
Undo.
I don't know.
Undo. Oh my God! Son of a bitch! The power will go to his head! Oh, wait, no, maybe he's not? I don't know. Just whatever. Point is, he called, and he talking to him, and he's like, don't tell me anything that happens. And I thought he said, tell me something that happens, and so I immediately told him about a big play that happened. That's the story. Also, disaster. Show moderator action?
I'm going to make sure, well, I...
That'll just show what he does. It won't stop him from doing it. He's destroyer of worlds. The only way to fix this is to make everyone an admin. That's a good idea, Nick. Whatever, fuck it. Let Adam be a mod. He'll be fine. He's an officer in the military. Surely, if the government trusts him with power, we can trust him with power. Now Nick is a moderator. We'll just go straight on Godzilla right here. Let them fight. Oh, Lord.
This is an issue with Twitch. I don't know how to make somebody not a moderator.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird that it's not a toggle. Oh, good. It's a bluff. He's leaving. But now Nick's a mod, and we don't know how to undo that. Damn it. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what to do.
Travis says he wanted to abuse mod powers. That's obviously true that he wanted to abuse mod powers. So he can fight. No, that wasn't the mod. You timed him out. You just banned Travis for 10 minutes.
Well, it is 10 minutes.
Wow, ouch.
Holy shit.
I think Andy's the one who's mad with power.
I think that Andy's the one who's incompetent with power. Message deleted. You deleted his messages.
I don't know that I can do that. I'm going to make it a moderator.
You must unban this user before granting mod status.
How do I unban?
Holy shit. Can he still watch? Is he just, he can't chat? Don't click it again.
All right. No.
You can't. Wow.
Twitch is nothing but one-way streets.
Well, if you like, wow. Okay. See, that's okay. This makes sense because it's not like you're the person in charge of all the technological aspects of our podcast or anything.
I'm not. God damn it.
Jesus. I don't even know if he can still watch. I don't know what's happening.
I feel bad. I'm so sorry.
Here, the new people can talk amongst themselves while Andy figures out what's happening.
About that.
Yeah.
Well, you can talk about Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Arizona thing.
This is what we're going to use to save us?
I thought we talked about it off air so that we didn't have to talk about it on air. Okay.
That's how bad this cast has become. Save us, Nathan.
Bad / glorious. So, yeah, well, so just to lighten things up, we'll talk about child molestation for a little while. No. Oh, Travis can still watch. We're okay.
Yay.
I'm so sorry, Travis. I did not mean, I was just being silly, and I did not mean to actually...
At least, so Andy evened it up because now Andy made it so that we can't read chat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can fix that.
So we've all been banned from our own chat from a certain point of view.
I mean, I'll kill the network, but I'll bring it back.
Don't kill my network. I gave you access to that.
What? Network? Oh. What?
That's going to pull Twitch up on my iPad. But chat has been restored, so.
Oh, yeah. Unmod username - Andy. That's the instructions.
Oh.
Tort figured it out. I mean, they could make it something clickable, but that would be too easy.
Well, because it's one thing to grant somebody power and authority, but you can't just take that stuff away.
Why not?
Have you looked at the government?
Well,
Stupid Nick has got a stupid long name.
Well, yeah, you copy and paste.
It's not mod. It's unmod.
Yeah, it's not slash unmod. He's already a mod.
Super mod.
Oh, hey, that worked pretty well. And so you didn't need the brackets. Tort was lying to us.
No, the brackets just indicate the username.
Have fun spelling.
Yeah, have fun spelling Travis's Necrol Zoy.
Nope.
No. Nope. Nope. Unban. Nikural Zoo. Oh, that's an owl. I always thought it was a lowercase I that I was just squinting at in the. Nope. Nope. You're not unbanning.
Travis, try typing.
He'll be fan in 8 minutes. Fine. Not fan.
God damn it. You were talking about Arizona.
Oh, just don't have a child or be a pediatrician in Arizona. Yeah. If so, you are a sex offender.
So if we hear about Australia and their fucked up laws, and well, we have a plethora of fucked up laws, but
yeah, the American justice system has issues. Australia, I mean, my problems with Australia aren't for their laws in general. I think in general their laws are mostly okay. They just have one glaring area, and everything around it turns terrible.
So
isn't it called like Angel Island or something awful like that as well? I don't know. I don't remember the name of the, but whatever. I'm not going to talk about child molestation. We already did that off air.
That doesn't make it sound better.
That does not make it sound better.
Well, I mean, basically the law, you're the one who actually read the article more than I did. So.
In every single state, they have a very rational thing, which is that if you touch the boobs or the genitals or the butthole of a child for sexual reasons, that's sexual assault on a child.
Yeah.
Duh.
Which is fucking...
Duh.
It's reasonable. Yes, it makes sense.
It's reasonable, and it's just a duh definition, you know? And so the Arizona law skips the for sexual reasons. It just says if you touch the breast, genitals, or anus of a child, it's sexual assault. And it also says if you do it directly or indirectly. So, like, if you bathe...
Which means, as me as a parent, I'm not going to Arizona because I don't want to be a sexual predator every time my child shits.
Yeah. Change the diaper. Like, maybe changing a diaper, you could, like, hold them under a faucet and, you know, like, by their feet and just, you know, you don't have to touch.
You have not had infants for a while, have you?
So you're, like, waterboarding?
That's just it. It wouldn't be a thorough cleaning, but you could technically just touch, like, limbs and the diaper and do a terrible job, and then they get diaper rash. And then you have to take them to a pediatrician who will yell at you, wipe their ass, and have be a sexual assault on their behalf. But you didn't have to do it. But, like... Like bathing them, like a fucking, like, oh, I got a sponge and I, what?
This is clearly instigated by the people on stock in the baby bidet,
right?
You got to adjust the head on the shower. So, you know, instead of being just being hold just up a straight the stream, pulsate. It's the pulsate stream. So
I'm not going to hold a baby upside down in front of the pulsate setting on a shower head. Like, that can't
that's
end
what, that's
well.
What the dishwasher's for.
No, Jose? No? You want him to do it?
This episode's going to be great for a soundboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just like dumb laws. You know, and there's the dumb laws like, you know, it's...
Like, there's no limit to DUIs?
It's still... Well, Wisconsin... Wisconsin...
You got to protect those drinking rights.
Apparently DUIs are our state sport, and so they don't punish them as much as just, you know... Laugh at him. But it's technically illegal to enter Wisconsin from Minnesota with a chicken on your head. That is against the law.
What?
Hey, that makes perfect sense.
In Minnesota, you cannot wear a chicken on your head?
No, you can wear it in Minnesota. Okay. And you can wear it in Wisconsin. Oh, okay. But you can't cross the border from Minnesota to Wisconsin with a chicken currently on your head.
So is this a law that's in Wisconsin?
I believe it's a Wisconsin law that if you come in with a chicken on your head... You're going to get arrested. You can come in and then put it on your head immediately. That's fine. But you can't cross the border with it already there. At least that was a law like a decade ago. I haven't checked recently because I haven't had opportunity to need to worry about it. But at the time, I couldn't. But yeah, so that's a thing. Or like it's the more sensical Wisconsin law that should be a law the worldwide. Actually, it shouldn't even have to be a law because margarine shouldn't exist. But... If you are given a substance in Wisconsin and it is margarine, not butter, they are legally required to warn you of the fact that you might accidentally eat margarine. And that's damn right.
I have this brilliant image of you sitting in a Perkins somewhere throwing a fit that you were given margarine and weren't told.
I would throw a goddamn fit. If you put that in butter only, margarine is terrible for you.
It tastes so good.
It is. It tastes worse than butter.
Two types of margarine. There's the really high-end stuff that they use for restaurant stuff, which is fine. And then there's the god-awful stuff they sell to normal people.
Mm-hmm. So the god-awful stuff they sell to normal people will literally kill you. Well,
it's plastic.
It's plastic. It's got trans fats coming out of every aspect of it. But even the good stuff at hospitals, the good stuff at restaurants, fuck it. It's not butter.
I was happier with not Jeremy.
Well, Gunther and Winston, and then he says Dan and Jeff in order, so I'm sticking with that order. So you're Gunther, Dan, and you're Winston, Jeff.
All right.
Which is good, because you are the underappreciated Ghostbuster.
Nobody liked Winston.
You might be the most quoted Ghostbuster, and people don't realize that, because the best line in that fucking movie that people say all the time is a Winston line, and I think people just think it's Bill Murray or whatever.
Yeah, it's a big Twinkie.
That's Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a great line. But the when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes. Mm-hmm. That's a Winston line. Because, see, Winston was great.
No, the Twinkie line is from 1.
No, that's from 2.
That's from 2 you because sure? You talk about all the bottled up rage.
Yeah.
And the rage is Ghostbusters 2.
I'm getting my Ghostbusters mixed up.
There's also the you pay me and I'll believe whatever you want.
Yeah.
As long as there's a steady paycheck involved.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great line too. But I think the if someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes has got to be in the top 3, if not the number 1 Ghostbusters single quoted line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
you know, not posted on memes, like, because you get exchanges. And that's the thing is you get a lot of good dialogue in that. Like, yes, it's true, this man has no penis, but you need the whole conversation for that line. You don't just walk up to somebody and go, yes, it's true, this man has no penis. What it is, you can do that with the
congratulations, you say yes. Travis, you can post again.
I've seen shit that will turn you white. That's also a great line. A great Winston line.
Yeah, I untime it out, Trevor. Oh, Travis.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Is Trevor better than Sam? Like, is that a step up? Oh, it is an I, not an L. It what? Sure looks like... It's definitely... Oh,
that might not have worked.
It's an... Because Tort's an I, and he's right above Travis. I'm going to... No, that is for sure an L in the Twitch chat. Because you can see the separate dot on Andy's or on Tort's eye and on non-Euclidean Nick's eye, which is the same color as Travis's. So Travis is definitely an L. Or a cap. You used a fucking capital I without serifs and are you shitting me? Why would you put a capital I in the middle? Ugh. He just ban him again. He fucking deserves it. No, don't.
Careful, he's just gonna mod him up then.
Like, yes.
Why we have no more mods, right?
I don't
know. No, actually, your brother is still a mod on this.
He
channel.
Just said he was leaving, so yeah, it didn't matter. So,
sorry.
Oh, what was it? Something
Twitch did not capitalize that.
He's claiming Twitch randomly cap. I think he had a stroke and hit the shift button while typing it in. Did you guys see the new Ghostbusters? Am I the only one in this room that actually saw the new Ghostbusters?
I meant to. I did not because I didn't want to give it money because I'm a new parent, it didn't deserve so I haven't it.
Been able to. Why didn't it?
No, yeah, I'm trolling you. I'm completely trolling
you. You were trolling me.
I originally, the original previews for that movie
were horrific.
Were horrific.
Yeah.
And that really, like, generally 90% of the people who saw those previews did not want to see that movie because of those previews.
I will grant not seeing it because it was an unnecessary reboot of a beloved franchise and it had terrible trailers. Like, those are two valid reasons to see it. Not seeing it because you hate dem women's is fucking retarded.
Correct.
Calling things retarded is retarded. I'm not supposed to say that.
Well,
but, yeah.
It's 2016 now.
Okay, it's fucking retarded. It's got downs all up in its ass. But once the reviews were all like, it was actually a good movie. Like, everybody saw it was like, this movie's really good. But by then it was too late.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I heard a handful of like fairly mixed reviews early on. Like, people going like, it was really bad. It was garbage. And I don't know if that was the trailers.
The trailers were saying that. And also people who didn't see it but hate women were claiming that on like, before it came out, it had thousands of negative reviews on like IMDb and stuff because neckbeards were like, it was the worst.
So check my sources is the problem.
Yeah. And they'd be like, yeah, so what was the bad part? I can't name specifics for no reason, but I swear I saw it.
I mean, I look at it, it's got to be better than Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, yes. Like I said, I wasn't the best movie I've seen. I had a few valid complaints, but they were smaller than the things I liked about it.
It's definitely like a Netflix-worthy film, from what I understand, but it's not there yet.
Nope. Yeah. If it's in the cheap theater, you can still see it in the cheap theater.
Is it there?
I said if.
Oh.
I don't think it's out on DVD yet, is it? And usually it comes out DVD about the same time as the cheap theater.
I think the cheap theater has like a week beforehand half the time.
It's pretty close.
So that's how I can tell when the new Ghostbusters movie is available, just keep checking the billboard outside of Pegasus. Like,
yes.
What's out now? Oh, right. That's the end of my story.
It was a good story. Yeah. I was nodding in agreement.
Oh, okay.
That was sage advice.
All right.
You are, as always, sagacious.
Here you go, trying to use the big words. Using the big words with success and confusing Andy.
Which is a better pointless big word? Pulchritudinous, to mean physically attractive, or sagacious, to mean smart?
Both those words don't sound like what they're intended to mean.
Well, sagacious has sage right in there, right?
Yeah, but it has a malicious bent to it. You know, it has kind of this like, oh yeah, that's the word you use for the evil genius, not just the person who, you know, is thinking straight.
That you're trying to compliment.
Fair. Yeah. All right. But pulchritudinous just sounds like you have boils or something. Like, that's a disease.
Yeah. Well, the sagacious...
You've got pulchritude.
It makes it sound... It's kind of like a backhanded compliment. It's like, you're really smart.
I like you even know you're like this.
I'll accept negative it. Negative connotation. Maybe there is. I think you're just scared of words.
I might am. Be.
Yeah.
Words are dangerous.
Words kill.
Like if you carved a word into a plank of wood and then beat somebody to death with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched the Don Hertzfeldt cartoon. Words do kill. They do literally fall out of the sky and kill people in that cartoon.
He's got some... What's the new short that came out on Netflix just a couple months ago by him?
I don't know, but
Life
he did.
Is something... Well, no, there's the full-length one that...
He did recently a Simpsons intro. That's within the last year. I don't know if you've seen that.
Did you tweet that we were podcasting?
No.
So there's no Twitter or Facebook post for people to post Zappity Grumbles on?
Well, there's our live stream tweet when saying that we went live.
Oh, does that automatically go to Facebook? Because somebody just messaged me and said there's no Facebook post.
Oh, no. It might not.
It was by intent. Keep the runtime down.
I wonder if there's something wrong with Twitch where it doesn't actually tweet it. It emails followers. I thought it used to tweet that we went live. It probably stopped doing that. And I just failed to fix it.
You. At least you didn't ban anybody.
I can start doing that now again. Who wants to be banned? Next person to say something will be banned.
I want to log on to Twitch on my phone here and say something, so you have to ban me.
Well, we just did this Thursday, we did a playthrough, which Nathan got annoyed at me because I kept on venturing further ahead.
You're getting me killed.
I got you killed once.
Take a step back.
The thing you did got me killed once, but you did it dozens of times.
Because
what would happen, we'd go into it, we played Death Road to Canada. It was a fun zombie fighting game. I probably will buy it and play it single player at home. It was fun. But
sorry, Nick.
We'd go into a room.
He's not the first one to post.
Damn it.
Arctic Circle said that he put his thing in the thing. Anyway, we'd go into a room, and I'd be fighting zombies, and Andy would be like, wow, there's a lot of zombies in here, in his head. This isn't something you'd say out loud, because God forbid you communicate tactically with the person you're fighting zombies with.
Was this same screen? Or?
Same screen. Okay. But he's player one, I'm player two, so the camera cares about him. Okay, I'm going to fight. If you ever played like Secret of Evermore, I'm the dog, and he's the kid. So, and that game was amazing. But anyway, so we'd go in a room, and we'd be fighting, and because the dog was better than the kid.
It really was.
Why? The deal with... I'll talk about Evermore later. Evermore's the next topic. So we'd go in a room, there'd be zombies. I'd be fighting them, I'd be hitting them and stuff, and I'd be like, man, there's a lot of zombies here. I don't want to get killed. So he'd leave the room, which meant that the camera would follow him, so he'd be in his room with no zombies. I'm still getting eaten in another room that I can't see.
Well, the way the game works, though, is if you are closer to me when I leave the room, you immediately appear at the door. The issue was that you're off. The game is more about not... You don't have to kill zombies.
We needed supplies.
With one zombie in the room off in the corner, you didn't need to go and kill him. We could just walk around him. Yeah, but you were very violent towards...
It was a safe kill. Better to kill him when he's alone and he's safe than to let him team up with other zombies later and catch us from behind.
Generally, it was an issue where... I guess maybe the other thing, too, is I've watched so much of the other people streaming it that... I've known that it's better to just ignore and go grab things and then run, grab things and run.
YOLO.
So your strategy is to not tell your partner anything.
Oh, no. You listened to that stream, though. There was a lot of me going there like, I'm leaving now. There's a lot of zombies. I'm leaving now. Nathan, you don't have to kill that zombie. I'm leaving now.
Fair.
the best, I mean, that will be up, I think, tomorrow. It will be up on YouTube. There are some pretty...
I'm assuming
Torch
lying, by the way, chat. Don't you dare check, because I'm assuming he's lying, and as long as I'm assuming that, it's safe.
I might not tell you, but I want to know.
Okay.
So Secret of Evermore?
No, so here's the thing with Secret of Evermore. So we've all played Secret of Evermore. Great, great
Long
Super Nintendo
time
game.
Ago.
Well, I mean,
fine.
It's an old
Let
game.
Let me summarize the main thing. You would go to different areas, and each area you would there were three weapons that you would get over time. And the first thing you would get would be an axe or some equivalent of an axe. And it was a melee weapon, and it was weak. Then, or no, it was like, it was middle strength. Sorry. It was a melee weapon. No, it was weak. It would be the weakest of the three because that's right. The problem. It was a melee weapon. And then later on, you'd get a spear. And the spear was also melee weapon. But number one, it had reach. Number two, it did more damage than the axe. And number three, if you charged it up, you could throw it as a ranged weapon. So strictly better than the axe. Longer reach, stronger damage, and you couldn't cut
things with the spear. Not everything.
Oh, so like if you had to get through some shrubs... Whatever.
I'm too lazy to change weapons.
The third thing you would get, and it was always in this order. The third thing you would get. Hello. What the hell was that? Polka music on your phone.
That was the required ad before your Twitch stream.
I want that to be my new ringtone.
What are you trying to do?
Anyway.
Yeah, let Tort in the chat. Oh.
Don't you start confirming or denying his goddamn spoiler. The point is, the third weapon you would get is the sword analog, and the sword... Damn it.
That is very similar to my struggle at work when my headphones pop out of my phone.
It's and the like, porn just starts blaring everywhere. Just
music just going really loud. I'm like,
Oh, sure, music. Try putting a Crippled System podcast at work.
Anyway, the third weapon you'd get is a sword analog, and the sword analog did the exact same damage as the spear, but with the shorter reach of the axe and the inability to throw it.
But you could charge it up and spin.
What was the game again?
Secret of Evermore. A woefully underappreciated game for the Super Nintendo. The only game released by Squaresoft of America. They made an American branch studio, released that game, and then went bankrupt because nobody bought it because everybody played Secret of Mana, and then for some reason not Evermore. But I fucking love Secret of Evermore.
Okay, so I played Secret of Mana. I did not play Secret of
Evermore. Secret of Evermore is a boy and his dog get transported into various... and he's from our era, so he always will be like, hey, this is just like that obscure B-movie that I saw and whatnot. Mm. But that game was great.
But it's not Boy and His Blob, though.
It's not Boy and His Blob. It's Boy and His Dog. But his dog is a robot. His every time zone he goes to, the dog changes. So in like the dinosaur one, it's like this hulking saber-tooth monster. And then in the Renaissance one, it's like a French poodle. And
I never understood that one. Like it's like big hulking dog or a greyhound and robot dog, and there's the poodle.
Because it's like hoity-toity French nobleman kind of thing. You're in castles, and they're all noblemen, so he's all hoity-toity. It's the Scarlet Pimpernel of dogs.
I can't argue the point. It just seemed odd to me.
Also, I love the magic system in that game.
Oh, I hated the magic system in that game.
Yeah, because... The great thing about magic system is you could ignore it because all you did was level up the first spell you got really high, and then you never bothered learning new spells.
Oh, see, I like all the different kind of spells, and then you'd run out of the one material that was only three of in the game because you're supposed to level it up. Like, I cast spell three times, so I just got to find more of that... thing I just found out doesn't exist.
No, you were supposed to save that spell for the three times you needed it.
Right.
The thing with the magic system in Secret of Evermore was it was not magic, it was alchemy. And so to cast, like, Fireball, it would use, like, three ash, two of something else, of one of something else. So
it used the one thing that all wizards and mages and everything in 2nd edition D&D ignored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Using the actual components.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it required the components. But what's also cool is the individual spells leveled up the more you used them. And so your favorite spells got stronger. But it'd be weird because, like, your starting spell, you know, you'd level up to the point where it was at that point stronger than the new spell that you just learned. And so if you wanted to switch the new spell, you'd have to reduce your power temporarily until it leveled up past the old spell. And so it's kind of this interesting commitment.
Mm-hmm. But the trick is that some of those reagents were a very limited quantity, so that the game had the mechanics to level them up, but not the capacity to.
I think there was only one thing that was literally, there's X of them in the game. Some of them were harder to find. Like, I know, like, the Atlas amulet, you only found two or three, but there was a hidden merchant who would sell them, and they were just expensive. But I think there was only, like, one or two, like... I think only one thing that was literally a finite amount, and it was the one that cast the spell where, like, everything exploded, and it would trivialize the game if you could cast it more than three times ever.
Oh, so I will agree with one point about the Magic System Maiden, that's you have to ignore it. That's the best way to use the magic system in that game.
Also, it's great, and it's funny, and it's hilarious. Like, there's a time where you fight, like, your standard doppelganger fight that you do in RPGs, and you fight, like, eight versions of yourself, and then after you win, this bystander's like, wow, you're really strong. You're at least eight times stronger than yourself. And that doesn't make sense. It just wanders away confused.
So this is for the Super Nintendo? Did this ever get re-released in any other form?
Any emulator.
You might be able to download it on the Wii's Virtual Console, too. They've gotten a lot of those in there.
I would have to get a Wii again.
It's fun.
I lost my Wii.
And you can play it two-player, because one person can be the dog. Or you can do single-player, and you can either switch back and forth when you want to, or you use the shoulder buttons to make the dog sniff. Because he can find reagents.
Well, except one of the problems with playing the dog is there are certain stages where you don't get the dog for a while.
Yeah. Well, then that guy gets to go, you know, do something else. Run. Yeah, Taco Bell run.
Oh, right.
And the guy who gets to play as the main character pays. So he just, what he does is he hands some money and he goes, fetch, dog. And then the guy goes on a Taco Bell run.
So you throw money at somebody and go, now, bitch, where's my tacos?
That's what I do.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I'll tell you what. If you're paying for Taco Bell, I will get it, and you can call me a bitch. Because you're giving me, you're buying Taco Bell. I'm cool with that.
So you're a cheap date.
Fuck yeah. I will demean myself for tacos.
That should be a t-shirt.
T-shirt. I will demean myself for tacos. I'm going to dress up as a homeless guy and just hold that as my cardboard sign.
It's okay. So
the worst is that they undid the law that made it illegal to beg at streetlights on Madison like a month ago. So if you've noticed,
a little bit more than that,
maybe like 2-3, whatever. It was recently. Yeah. So if you've noticed, all of a sudden, every single stoplight you stop at, hilariously, it's still illegal to give them money.
Oh, really?
So they've been having cops in dirty clothing standing there and then writing tickets to people if they give them money.
I wouldn't surprise me. So,
I thought those were receipts.
Yeah, they're tax deductions.
Travis will be there in 90 minutes.
Yeah, he's buying Taco Bell. Although the gas money's more than the Taco Bell. And this is the end where it turns out that infinite is the amount of food you can get for $20 at Taco Bell.
I was just thinking we could loot his basement and that could cover the trip.
We can add two.
Hey, you have to find somebody to buy his stuff in his basement, though.
Yeah.
Travis.
Just resell it to Travis. So we go to Chipotle every day because we're participating in that wonderful Chipotle experience.
Is that over yet?
No, but we're close to being done.
So, I thought it was only like for a month or for a quarter.
You have to do
three
it
months.
3 months in a row. So there's a deal with Chipotle. If you go there for like 14 burritos, or I think it's like 12 burritos a month. Or equivalent, something $6 or more at Chipotle for a month, you get a status of hot. And if you keep that status for 3 months at hot, you get a $250 catering.
Like, that's free catering insane. From them.
Yeah.
Like, so I assume this is the third month that they've had that. So nobody's won that yet. I'm guessing next month, Chipotle goes bankrupt.
Probably.
The number of people they have to give a $250 fucking thing to, like, are you kidding me?
We have three in our group that we've been doing that. So,
and it must not be a role, like, that must reset you to zero. You can't then say, like, oh, the next month it's still been at least 3 months in a row, so do it again.
I think they're only doing it just for the summer.
It's a one and done.
Okay. So, all right.
I don't know when I can spend it. But anyway, I was... Kind of brought that part up.
I know multiple people are doing this, and I am going to tag along for their free catering thing for every single one of them.
I was thinking about doing this. Brian's talking about doing this for like board game days.
Yeah.
And just we'll have Chipotle cater our board game day.
Yep.
I might even do it for an event. I mean, it's a 20-person meal. That could also go for...
So says you.
Yeah. It's a 5-person Wisconsin meal.
Yes.
So... but anyway, on our way to Chipotle, we walk past this guy that's on the street corner that's doing the begging. Last Friday, when we walked to Chipotle, we saw him sitting on a bench a little ways down from there, and he was on his cell phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty common.
Yeah.
The thing is there are actual homeless people who suffer, and their life is hard, and they need money, and they need what they need to get by. And that's maybe one of 100 people you see begging on those corners.
Yeah.
Because, and honestly, most of the homeless people don't bother begging like that. You know, they just live their life and they do their thing. And if they're sitting there and you happen to give them money, that's awesome. But they don't do an 8-hour shift at the Stuckey's stoplight asking for money.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest, what I believe, and some of the other guys that walk with us too, you don't give them money. You give them food. Mm-hmm. You give them...
Yeah.
Like socks or, you know, some type of clothing, something like that, which honestly they need more than.
Yeah,
than
no, I've got a friend who carries around $5 McDonald's gift cards for that explicit purpose.
Yeah. Just giving them straight out money. For one thing,
it's a non-easily tradable for heroin resources. What you need to give them.
Yeah. So and if they're really homeless and they really need the food, a $5 McDonald's gift card is
two meals.
Yeah.
The thing is, if they're really homeless, I'm okay with them getting heroin with the money. Like, that's not my issue. It's whether they're a heroin junkie or not. My issue is whether there's somebody living in a place like this making $1,000 a week.
Yeah. Off of the generosity.
Begging. I mean, after air quotes, literally begging, but claiming to be homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and to be fair, there are some homeless people that have phones, because you can do that.
Well, but, and an iPhone 4 is the penny burner phone now.
Yeah. That wouldn't be the piece of proof that he's not homeless. It's just the fact that, man, I feel like most of those people aren't.
That's a good thing to check, actually.
They got good shoes, yeah. Well, they all have a nice new book bag on the glass behind them that's full of, you know,
UW books
and whatnot. But yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. It sucks that people are homeless. It's sad when people who are homeless beg. It's annoying when people who aren't homeless get a shitload of money pretending to be homeless.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be almost better if we can get them to get a card of some sort to prove.
We have Australians fighting. Oh, that's a legit pun from Arctic Circle. The Note, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is a new burner phone.
That's, oh my god!
Wow. So
you hear like airlines are basically not allowing that phone to even be powered up or plugged into their systems.
Wow.
Yeah. On a plane.
Yeah.
You can't. It has to be powered completely down. You cannot do anything with the phone.
I mean, the airline doesn't want to get raped by the TSA. What do you expect?
Yeah. I saw, like, the memes, too, like the one that's got Two-Face from Dark Knight, and they're like, you know, I'm loving my new Samsung Galaxy phone, and the iPhone 7 doesn't have a headphone jack, but the Galaxy literally explodes as a perfect encapsulation of the current election cycle. Oh, yeah. Fucking Adam J42. Fuck that guy. Oh, banned. Not even timed out. Full on banned.
Well, we did say no spoilers, and he did post something that could be potential as a spoiler.
Could be, could not be.
Yep. Well, I guess we'll never know.
But I won't tell you.
That's until fine. Later. Although it'd be a heck of a weird spoiler.
Yeah, 14-2 is... It was deleted, so I guess I didn't. So now I just spoiled it. Sorry if you didn't see it.
What about our non-live listeners who aren't in chat?
Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah,
what if there's somebody listening to this who recorded the game and has avoided the newspapers and internet and was going to listen to the game 3 or 4 days after it played?
Then they're a bad Wisconsinite.
Fair. Now, they could be a Minnesota fan, and that's about the level of intelligence I expect from a Minnesotan.
The record to watch it later, well, hoping they'll win.
In that case, fine.
I can watch this Thursday.
Dare hey.
Dirty her.
I got trolled one time when I recorded the game.
Because you weren't trolled.
Because I wasn't trolled. I ended up recording the Packer game where the Seahawks made their tremendous, ridiculous, over-the-top comeback, which pissed off all the Packer fans in the world. And...
was that the question we'll call one or the legitimate?
No, that was the one where the Seahawks like did an onside kick came back in like the last like 2 minutes.
The legitimate come from behind, yeah, not the ref was bribed come from behind.
Correct. And that was, it, taken from any other perspective, was an amazing sequence of events. It sucks for a Packer fan, but overall for a sports fan, that's awesome. But as I was watching the game, I was playing WoW at the time, somebody jumped into chat, one of my friends, and said, "Hey, did you catch the Packer game?" I'm like, no, I'm watching it now. He's like, "Oh yeah, it sucks that they lost." I'm like, "No, what? Why did you do that to me?" And then as I'm watching the game, the Packers basically dominated
56 minutes.
3.75 quarters of the game, just basically... almost all until like the last like 5 minutes of the game. I'm like, how the fuck are they going to win this? Or how is Seattle even going to remotely win this? And then it happened. So I thought the entire time that the person that told me the Packers lost was trolling me, and I ended up trolling myself.
World of Tomorrow is the short by Hertzfeld that's on Netflix now.
Oh, not The Edge of Tomorrow? Because
it's
a great
it's
movie
such
too.
A beautiful day is the feature length film that's on Netflix.
Oh, but it's not Edge of Tomorrow, and that movie's awesome.
Yeah, he did not animate that one.
That would be actually really funny to see him, like a full on version of him animating Edge of Tomorrow.
I think it'd be one very long death montage. And that's basically the whole animated short right there.
I mean, well, that's a Hertzfeld film.
Do I get to watch a 15-minute death view of Tom Cruise?
I mean,
that was the highlight of the actual movie.
Yeah,
Hertzfeld's first like mainstream video is just like 10 minutes of balloons murdering children.
I mean, it is a good time.
It is hilarious. Like the first kid that gets murdered by a balloon is hilarious in that.
Is that where the balloons are just they're like grabbing rebelling. People and yeah. then just dropping them from the sky? And
yeah, too. Billy's balloon. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it, like, lifts him and drops him. And then, yeah, the best part is when it goes all the way up, like, into the sky. Like, and it's great because he's happy. His balloon's lifting him. It's a magical journey. It gets higher and higher, and he gets more and more concerned. And then he's floating, and he, like, turns around. You see another kid floating, and he waves, and the other kid waves. And then a jet engine kills that other kid. And then his balloon drops him.
Technically, yes. Most likely, no.
14 and 2 is a score.
Is a valid score.
The only numerical value that you cannot score is 1. Because 2 is the least you can score, and then you can also score 3, and by having access to both of those, you can score any even or odd number except for 1.
Correct.
You're terrible if you let your opponent scores 4, but...
Yes.
That is true, yes. But... It is
it's a field goal with an extra point.
The 2-point score is the 2-point score is the hardest thing to do.
Correct.
And so yeah. Can't get a 2-point conversion without getting a touchdown first. So you
basically two points is a safety. It's basically you are tackled in your own end zone by the defense.
And while it's semi-topical, it annoys me when non-Americans talk about the stupidity in basketball because they say it's dumb that a normal basket is worth 2 points. They're like, that should just be worth 1 point.
Sure.
But the issue is, although it's the most common score, the normal basket is not the easiest score. The easiest score is a free throw, which logically is only worth 1 point.
Correct.
So now that's out of the way, too. Also, soccer sucks.
And fuck baseball.
Hey, what?
Baseball's better than cricket. Cricket is baseball that takes literally a week to play sometimes. Like, you think 9 innings is long. A week.
Speaking of baseball...
They don't have bases. They run back and forth.
Baseball between only ruined, 2 of them. Ruined my childhood. Not really, but my first experience in baseball was going to a father-son game for the Cub Scouts. And it was Brewers, I think, versus the Yankees. And that game, I was ready to go at the 5th inning. Normally, games go until about 9, pretty much.
Yeah.
I was ready to go at 5. I was done. I was done with this game. And it lasted until 17.
17?
17 innings.
Jesus.
There was not a lot going on after that.
Well, there's not a lot going on at all. Because either there's a fuckload going on in equal measure, or nothing's happening.
Correct.
Like, if you go to a 17-inning game that the final score is 102 to 101, that was the most amazing baseball game ever.
Nope, I think it was like 5-4 or something.
Terrible, too.
I don't know, man. If it's just grand slam after grand slam, everybody gets a souvenir home run ball.
I mean, but at that point, it's become boring.
That's like people that are like, my wife's a nymphomaniac. I'm bored with sex. Fuck you, buddy.
Well, that's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that example, except she only likes missionary, and that's the only thing.
Cricket is terrible.
So, Tort, come to America, and we'll record you fighting Nathan and provide you an alibi if needed.
Yeah. If you record him, you can't provide an alibi. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
We have to record it. We just buy Nathan Taco Bell afterwards.
We could just say it was pre-recorded. It'll be fine.
Or recorded and just not show anybody. Like, I guess, you know, it's not evidence in law if it's...
That's what I do, too, is I record a lot of things that I never show anybody any of it.
I do not compare. So rugby is not necessarily better than football. And even if you think rugby is better than football, I think that's like comparing which is better, a ribeye steak or a Granny Smith apple, because football and rugby are completely disparate sports. Because football, despite being played on a rectangle and having a ball, or an egg, isn't a field sport. hockey is more synonymous with soccer than American football.
More like lacrosse. Lacrosse any is, of a, those. Is a field.
Hockey, lacrosse, soccer, rugby, hurling. Those are all field sports because they're wide. Because
hurling, right?
Yes. Hurling is my favorite field sport. Not that one, though. But they're all live all the time. The ball's always in motion. You have a net that you're aiming for. Rugby doesn't have the net, but still, because of the always live aspect of the ball, it's closer to something like soccer than American football is. Because of the play stoppage is the huge difference. American football is 90% about play calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tactical game. I've always said it's closer to chess than it is to soccer. That's my story.
I like the awkward silences after some of us get done talking. It's pretty awesome.
All right, so hurling's my favorite field sport because it's the most violent and all of the players are volunteers because they're all insane Irish people. Nobody gets paid to play professional hurling.
I do like hockey.
You're a hockey guy?
Hockey. Okay. I mean, if I had to watch one, hockey would be the one I would watch a lot more.
Dan, what's your favorite field sport?
None.
Come on. You don't like any of them?
I mean, I guess soccer.
Just by default, though, because you've probably never watched lacrosse or hurling or hockey? Or
I don't care for most of the other ones.
Oh.
I'm just not a big sports person.
I will say this about soccer, though.
It's apathy, not dislike.
Rocket League?
I'm more
annoyed. It's apathy, not dislike.
No, Rocket League. Do you like Rocket League?
No.
You don't like playing Rocket League when your car's exploded and shit? You can drive on the ceiling.
So the one thing I don't like about soccer is the fact that the clock goes up and you don't know when the fucking thing is going to end.
Yeah. It's a 90-minute game and we're minute 97. What? If you're going to do that shit, just stop the clock.
Exactly. Don't even show us the clock. It's like we're watching UFC and it's on one of the Fox Sports channels, so it cuts into the UFC show sometimes when they're showing soccer live. And, oh my God, it's annoying seeing the clock going up and you have no idea when it's going to end.
So dumb.
Jeff, I know Jeff's not much.
Do I look like someone who watches sports? Like, yeah. Did I give that one away? No? Because I don't.
I know you like Madden. You love Madden and Call of Duty.
Chabra! Best game ever! No.
This is a bad sign. The chat's begging us to go to Zappity Grumble.
if I had to pick a sport, it actually ended up being soccer, of all things. It feels to me a lot like the clock thing is one issue, but it's a bit more active. I feel like there's the lack of substantive breaks in there make a really big difference.
Versus hockey? You think it's more active?
Well,
versus lacrosse? Versus hurling? Versus rugby?
Well, I mean, if you just put it that way, yes, you're right. But
I mean, I'm not doing the football versus football, the soccer versus American football comparison. I'm doing soccer.
Like any given sport?
No.
No, versus field sports.
No, field sports. Soccer versus lacrosse, hurling, rugby, and hockey. Because I think those are the only other field sports I can think of. And field hockey, but that's just hockey.
Yeah. Well, my problem with hockey is a personal one, mostly because I have eye problems, so following the puck can be a challenge.
Fair.
Oh, you didn't tune into Fox when they had the glowing puck?
That was the worst. Oh, my God. I don't watch hockey on TV a lot, but it's really fun live. It's easier to follow the puck live because you don't have the cameraman fucking up trying to follow it.
That is true.
You're following a moving target on a moving screen that may not be moving at the same rate as the target. It's like trying – like golf. When I deign to watch golf on TV, they hit the ball. It vanishes. They just show the sky for a little while, and then eventually you see the grass and the ball sitting there.
Mistake one is watching golf. That is not that is not something you watch, you participate in. Or you don't bother with it. It's the same as bowling.
Golf and bowling are identical in that you only do it in person. You do it with three people who are equally terrible as you, and it's for just an excuse not giving a shit.
Yeah, it is more of a game than a sport.
In bowling, you do it to get drunk. In golf, you do it to go outside.
And walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golf is an excuse for four buddies to walk. Bowling is an excuse for four buddies to drink and eat fried things.
Yes.
Yes.
Why don't we bowl anymore?
Because we hate that bowling alley.
There aren't holes in my ball.
You never got that drilled out?
I never went back and drilled my balls. Because we did a bad bowlers league. You were in it. We're not. We did a bad bowlers league, and you got a free ball for being in the league. And the last day, there was a blizzard, so the guy who drills the holes in the ball didn't show up. And so then we left, and we never went back. Fuck that bowling alley. They wouldn't let us play music. So it's kind of cool that I have a 15-pound bowling ball with no – the one right over here. Okay. A 15-pound ball with no holes in it. I can use it as a cannonball. Raylene's is only eight pounds. I can throw it at people.
Yeah, that was the worst part. So when you go bowling, when you go bowling with friends, you want to drink, you want to eat pizza, you want to hang out, have fun, you want to go and load up the jukebox with as much obnoxious music to annoy your friends with.
And or, good songs, Ring of Fire every once in a while, Kansas, whatever.
Correct. But we unfortunately played at the same time that there was an old folks league, and they couldn't handle anything being on the jukebox.
Yeah, the music was too distracting.
They wanted to be serious business, yo. Like, they were serious business, yo, about bowling.
Hey,
it's like,
I could
calm
be,
the fuck down.
I could be serious about bowling if Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me is playing. So
yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can concentrate.
Some music makes it better.
Uh-huh. Correct.
Yeah. But, no, it was so dumb. Now I'm thinking about it. It'll be a great prank to just keep the ball like that and have my own. Because I have my own bag I inherited from my grandpa when he died. And so I can just, like, take the ball and be like, here, you can use my ball to somebody.
And they're just sitting there, like, turning it inside the bag, trying to find the holes.
Yeah. It's on the other. Turn it around, and I'll just do that for as long as it takes for them to give up.
That's me sneak over the jukebox and put the turn the beat around on it.
Turn the bell around.
All right.
True story. Rocket Man by William Shatner. That's a good song to bowl to. I will say this. You can argue whether or not that's a good version of Rocket Man, but his version of Common People is legitimately one of my favorite cover songs. I swear to God, that is not a troll. Common People, I forget the original band's name even, but it's a great 80s song by some British band, because it was a fad at the time for rich people to, like, go down to shitty clubs and pretend to be poor. It was like a little mini vacation for the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds like a day in Britain.
Right. And so they wrote this angry song about, you know, fuck you rich people, you don't get to pretend to be poor. Shatner did... on his album Has Been, which is a great album, Non Euclidean Nick is right. On his album Has Been, he does a cover of Common People that's fucking amazing.
Speaking of Shatner, he was in the show
Pulp. Recently. Pulp is the name of the original band.
Yeah. No, but he was in the show recently that had George Furman, Henry Winkler, and Terry Bradshaw, and William Shatner traveling to Asia. And all around through Japan, China.
What show is this?
It's just a buddy show with Terry Bradshaw, George Foreman, Henry Winkler, and William Shatner.
Which George Foreman?
George Foreman.
Well, sure, but there's nine of those.
The senior.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a fever dream.
But it was an amazing show. I think it was called... I can't even remember the name of the show now. But it just ended. But that show was awesome. What are we doing? Fair. Are we doing Zappity Grumbles?
We probably should. I have no idea how long this has been going on because...
We're about hour 24, enough. So...
Yeah. The Shatner song, the cover of Pulp, Common People, I will call a song. And the reason I'll call it song is that, unlike Rocket Man, there is actually music like that is the normal tempo beat behind him. And even though he's doing spoken performance over it, that music makes it more song-like. Also, for the chorus, the person there, it's almost like a duet because he speaks the verses and then the chorus is actually legitimately sung by another person. Well, we're watching Andy mod / band people again, so
no,
let's
see how
this sounds. What's happening?
Guys are fine. You go ahead and talk.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the problem is you need to scroll up for all our Zappity
Grumbles. Yeah, there were several Zappity Grumbles in the chat. I know one of them was, is it okay to stop worrying about cricks? And I would say yes, but no. Like, the problem is what you should be worried about is whatever version of cricks is fucking amazing that nobody's been smart enough to figure out yet, because right. That's going to catch you off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much as building the Cricks drop now as it was, you know, Mark II. It's
You don't need to worry about 30 Mechanithralls. You don't need to worry about more Banes. But there's something out there that is going to crack them wide open that you should be worried about.
At a certain point, infantry spam is going to come back with a vengeance. I mean, that Sexist list partly works. I mean, there's versions of it that have 60 drudges. Jay is playing a Madrak II list with 45 medium-based Trollbloods in it. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're basically just swarming people.
Well, and that's why I preemptively have my double vault list that's immune to that bullshit. That list is terrible now because I keep running into people running 8 heavy warjacks, but as soon as I run into somebody running 60 drudges, I win the game.
Yeah, no, I've been doing well with my Texas list. I mean, it's more so getting the timing down so I can actually play it in an hour, but yeah, he's
get yourself a timer. play one tournament with hardcore turns, and you'll be fine.
No, right. I've been doing fine with it now.
I'm calling you out. I'll play you with my Sturm und Drang list.
I'm not going to. I wouldn't drop it against those.
I bet you $100 I'll win.
No, I wouldn't drop it. I would drop my Durgan list against that.
That'd be an interesting game. I would actually want to try that and see how that would go, because I'd be interested how Deceleration and the natural high armor and shield guards would help against you, whether you'd be able to break through that or not.
If I can knock them down, knock down the shield guards, it might not be as bad.
Fair, fair.
And that's basically, that would probably be the first thing.
It's a game of placing, then.
Yeah, it's...
And that's why I think that would be an interesting game, whereas the other game, obviously, yeah, we both agree, like, you would be throwing marshmallows at a fire.
So I'm kind of scrolling back here. So if you're making current chats in here, I'm not seeing them at all.
There's one above.
There are a few
this.
You went through. Yeah, there's one.
There's.
Where?
Keep going. There was keep one really up. Early one. There it is.
There we go. What are your thoughts on Ghost Rider driving a muscle car? See Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for more information.
I'm intrigued by it. I mean, it doesn't matter what type of thing that Ghost Rider rides. He's still the spirit of vengeance. It doesn't matter.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
It's not Nicolas Cage.
Well, it's not Ghost Rider. He's the one true Ghost Rider.
No.
Him or
he's
Sam
a ghost
Elliott.
Writer, as in.
Not even that. Not even that.
I did not hate the Ghost Rider movies. The first one was watchable. The second one was very bad.
Explain something in the first one to me, because for the love of God.
I haven't seen it in such a long time.
I'll explain this scene. It'll jog your memory. And even just from the description, because I think the description's fair, but I want this explained. So Nicolas Cage is the current Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Elliott is also, like, he's a previous Ghost Rider that still has his powers or whatever to some extent.
Sure.
So, Nicolas Cage is like, I need you to come help me fight the big bad guy. I need your help.
Sure.
And Sam Elliott's like, I can only transform one more time. I got one in me. One. And then I'm over. It's out of my power, but I'll use it to help you. So, he transforms into Ghost Rider. They both transform into Ghost Rider, and they drive to the fight scene.
Slash ride,
because Sam Elliott's on a horse. They drive slash ride to the fight scene, mm-hmm. and then Sam Elliott changes back into a person, goes, all right, well, that's it for me, and leaves.
Hashtag scene deleted.
He uses his only remaining Ghost Rider conversion not to fight the bad guy, but to just keep Nick Cage company on the way to the fight.
There could have been bees.
Like, I'm not wrong, right, Dan? You obviously remember because you said slash ride, so you remember this scene.
I tried to block it out, but
I guess I'll have to watch the movie. I don't want to watch the movie again.
And
but
like, why the fuck wouldn't you just like take the bus and then turn into a Ghost Rider when you're there and punch some guys? That would be helpful.
I could care less about him riding a car, though. I mean, I'm happy that he's in another medium because he's an intriguing character. I wish they would play him more silent than an actual, less than a human, more of just literally the spirit of vengeance.
Sure. Like, the Grim Reaper doesn't talk for a reason. It's creepier that way.
Correct. I mean, the only time he speaks is when he's speaking into the villain's souls, basically, is when he's when he's doing his thing, when he's doing his penance stare. I wish that was more like
that. That would be cool. I just don't know how that would work in a non-comic book medium. Because
no, you can still do silent protagonists. It's just you need to make sure that there's a lot of good visual cues.
Like I said, it's a lot harder in a non-comic book medium.
Just showing him showing up and just staring at the person and then them living whatever pain or something going through.
John Wick doesn't talk a lot in that movie, and he's pretty fucking awesome. So you just have Ghost Rider doing that. Just have him annihilating terrified people while on fire, and you're like, yeah, that's better than talking.
Or you could do like a Henry Rollins thing in He Never Died.
Yeah.
Or was that He Never Died?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing that. I mean, that would work perfectly for Ghost Rider as well.
So just have Henry Rollins play Ghost Rider.
I mean, that would be pretty fucking
no costume
awesome
either. Just, you know, literally just Henry Rollins in a muscle car just going, I'm Ghost Rider. And you're like, I don't think you shut up. You whatever you say.
It would be an interesting spinoff show.
Just Henry Rollins beating the shit out of people.
Yep, zappity.
Grumble. Is Madrak 2 really that bad? As in the Destroyer and Auto Wincaster, the interweb says he is. Because he isn't winning any events, and it feels to me he is the boogeyman of MK3 like Lilith 2 is in MK2. The issue is that Madrak 2...
He has a lot of answers.
He can answer a lot of things. Sure, there's... And I honestly feel that some of the people out there that do play Madrak 2 are smart about him. to not, like some of the higher up tournament players
are hiding him by not playing him
actively.
And I think the lower level players are losing because they hear how good he is offensively and they're like, I can feed and wipe out a whole army, but then they're dying because they're not understanding that his true power isn't just feeding and wipe out his army. You know, we saw troll players locally, you know, they got magic out of his thing and they got the stone. Like, they don't realize that if the stone bearer is 5 inches behind him, he can sack to the stone bearer.
Yeah, and the stone bearer can sack.
And the stone bearer can sack to another guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. He's not fucking insane.
Yeah, I'm going to crib off Muse for a bit, but he's like Mark II, Gatsby II. You can't beat him in list building. You have to outplay him, which means if someone like Keith picks him up, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like he's a golden gun that so far people who don't know how to shoot are using, and the people who know how to shoot are just glaring at it and glaring at each other and waiting.
Yeah, it's like anybody in the world could play the Gatsby I win button back in early Mark II, where he could just send a fleet of things through his entire army.
Who are big troll players? You got like Jay Larson, Flanzer. I would not be surprised if one of the two of them won a major event, the first major event they went to after the errata hits. I think they're fucking waiting. And when this first balance errata hits, if Madrak is not hit,
Jay is
actively, then he's going to win.
Jay is taking a different tact. He's actively playing him because he wants him to get changed.
Fair point. And he is winning events, though, just with his other casters, isn't he?
No, he's mostly been playing Madrak.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, Jay is actively trying to publicize it to get it changed.
Why has he not been winning events? That surprises me. I was expecting more out of Jay.
He hasn't been traveling as much because he's been gearing up to go over to Belgium next week.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So that might be part of the Jay thing as well. We'll see what happens at WTC.
Yeah,
exactly. Because considering how many Madrak 2 players there are at WTC.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's the case.
Yeah.
We'll see how many wins he gets. And because you're not going to throw him into something he can't beat.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Jay's is a scary one because he's running 4 full units of infantry to jam up heavy list, because that's the normal counter. Is you play something like Jordan's heavy list, Jay doesn't care. He just sends 2 units of Blood-Furied Fenblades into him and then jams 2 full units of Creel Warriors, and you never get into any of the zones.
You know what those don't kill?
Sacrivolts.
So, and the other thing
that could beat anything else.
Hey, it's like, it's undefeated. No, it lost. It did lose. It lost once to, I should not have lost that game.
But anyway, and Willis 2. Lilith 2 already exists in Mark 3, and that's Kara Sloan. She's basically exactly
as Mark. Kara Sloan is the Lilith 2 of this. She's also kind of boogeyman-y, because also you'll say that, see that Kara Sloan isn't winning events.
Yeah, but I mean, Kara Sloan is running into the same problem Lilith 2 ran into before the Naga came out. There are things like Menoth who don't care because their entire line is immune to her.
Yeah.
It's the exact same problem old school Lilith 2 had, which is you see Menoth player, you can't drop her because your entire list is built around a gimmick that doesn't work.
Right. Fair.
Super high defense is also potentially an issue, too.
But yeah, I mean, it's you defend against Sloan the same way you defend against pre-domination Lilith 2.
And it's a little bit easier because now you can pre-measure to see how far you have to stay out of Sloan's range.
That's true. You don't have to do the dance or deploy an inch back to beat Zappity.
Grumble, we should probably hurry through these here. Zappity, what do you think of the Fallout 4 DLCs? I haven't done any of them.
Far Harbor was amazing. Mechanica was cool. The middle two are boring, and I haven't played Nuka-Roland.
I'm not somebody from Boston, but you did say Far Harbor wrong, though.
Far Harbor.
There we go.
Whatever, it's in Maine. It's not in Boston.
Far Harbor.
Zappity.
Chow Dare. Yeah.
Why something we about a Viking picks? Touchdown, whatever.
He said the other. Why do folks worry about cricks? Oh, okay.
Oh.
Because they're Jeremy and they're terrible.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you drop Ron into cricks? You have Ossian. Use Deadeye.
And cricks still has some dangerous toys in the arsenal. It's just, you know, the old gimmick isn't what's winning the games.
Yeah.
I'm appreciative that Travis is holding the cricks banner even after the world just suddenly said to cricks.
Yeah. Although he is doing that almost begrudgingly because he wants to play the power faction of minions instead.
True story.
Yeah. Like, he'll text Dan and be like, who should I bring to the tournament, Crix or minions?
I keep telling him minions.
Flying Snake?
Yeah. I need to see that. That's one of those lists I will lose to and can only learn by playing against it. And I don't want to buy that much to play.
Well, I think I need to practice with Arcadius ending my turn headbutting one of my heavies with another heavy.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah. If a good Arcadius player going forward will end his turn by headbutting one of his heavies with another heavy.
Okay.
Because then my next turn, I throw the knockdown heavy. I walk up and throw him again. I feet, he shakes and charges, and then I activate him. I get like 20-something inches of threat range on a heavy if I end my turn, if he's already knocked down at the start of my turn.
Yeah, because you can't apply that.
Yeah.
You can't apply that to them, and they're not affected by that knockdown on their
They don't get re-knocked down. So you can throw him. You can advance and throw him again. You can have Brian throw him a third time by diversionary tacticking him for one advance and then advancing a second time and then throwing him. So you can throw him, like, 18 inches.
Well, I mean, that's how we're
And then feed him another 8 inches and then charge another 8 inches. So he can go 34 inches. The fuck?
I mean, that's how Ricard bottom of one someone.
Yeah.
Was this. I don't remember. I think that was a swamp horror, actually, but it was either a snake or a swamp horror.
Yeah, something steady in gators. Because the gators can do it better because they have two handed throw.
Oh, and they rage. So they and throw they can rage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
8 inches.
They rage themselves and two handed throw. Yeah. So they don't lose the die roll, which ruins the whole plan, and they get the extra distance.
Interesting.
Zappity.
Grumble. Will Moro and stuff be ever as good as Thamorite stuff?
Nope, because Moro's good and Thamorite's evil.
So I think the Moro and stuff currently is better than the Thamorite stuff?
No, he just meant that as a moral question. Will Moro and... No.
Well, because Thamorite... So let's look at casters. There's one Moro and one Thamorite, right? Yep. And I think Connie B is better than Fiona. Maybe not. I don't know. There's a debate there.
That's debatable.
We can debate there. But you think Ragman's better than Harlan Versh?
I think Ragman has got more uses.
Man, quad irons and purgation and blast.
He doesn't have a quad iron anymore. I
mean, oh, he doesn't have quad iron? What does he have?
I think it's this D3 plus one shots.
Oh, okay. Fair.
We're missing a potential quote we could use here. It's because Thamorite is evil and Morrowind is dumb.
Oh, also Gallant is Morrowind.
That's true. Gallant does just flat out win.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. Tortilla. Tortilla tips the balance. Tortilla.
Great thing about audio podcasts, bringing in an inside joke that doesn't exist in the world.
Yeah, well, fuck them. Yeah. The correct pronunciation, tortilla.
Zappity.
Grumble. What's your opinion of Warner taking over Smith halfway through the series? What?
What? Huh? I could not understand a word you just said, Andy.
What is
football trolling? Fuck it, move on.
Oh, yeah, it's football shit.
Mm-hmm.
Does Tort? Do you? Can you even watch football?
It's upside down for him.
Yeah. I don't want to know what chat has been responding to any of this. By the way, when you finish scrolling down.
Next, I have to grumble. I will be attending the WTC Olam and have not decided on lists. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. You are so terrible. Both of you are terrible. Just read words.
No, fuck that.
Learn to read yourself.
Play whatever you feel like you want to play.
You didn't finish the question.
Nope. I will be attending WTC solo event, and I have not decided on lists as of yet. Should I go and have fun with Connie? She is actually legit, you guys. And Magnus 2 and get super drunk. Or should I try it hard with Bart and Osram?
Magnus 2 and Connie are a good pairing, and getting drunk is awesome. You should play them.
You play whatever you want to play that you feel like you'll play good drunk.
Connie will fuck people up.
All right, Zappity. Or did you guys want to...
Bart is so good, though. Bart and Osram are really good.
They are.
Magnus 2, unless he changed. In Mark 2, Magnus 2, I think, is one of the most woefully underappreciated casters. Because he was Denny 3 before there was a Denny 3.
That's true.
According to 538, Trump is 40% to win the election. Who is moving to Australia?
I don't know. I don't want to get raped in the immigration camp.
That is true.
I'll take my chances here. I'm white.
Immigrating to Australia is really difficult.
Like I said, we're all white. We won't get too bad.
Oh, Acosta's a Thamorite. All right, fine. Tort says we missed one of his Zappities, but I don't care.
Repeat it. I don't want to scroll.
No, well, his Zappity is pants, and yes. Sometimes. No. Sometimes when there's company. When there's company, it's good to have pants.
Only when necessary. That is the thing.
Correct.
With pants.
Oh,
yeah.
If you have the choice to not be wearing pants, you will always choose not to wear pants.
Yeah.
You're never going to be like, man, I wish I was wearing pants right now.
Jeff doesn't know what I do in my room, and it's mostly without
pants. I'm okay with that. But that veil of mystery, I am happy to leave intact.
If you're allowed to not wear pants, you're going to not wear pants. Correct. 100% of the time.
Yeah. All right, Zappity Grumble, we should do recommendations because we need to get to a Packer game quick.
I'm done.
I got no recommendations, right, except for better late than never.
Go Packers.
I have a recommendation. Mad Max Fury Road Black and Chrome Edition is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Recommendation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mad Max Black and White, I think it also has just a soundtrack cut.
That's double awesome.
It's black and white for sure. I think they're doing the soundtrack only as well.
Well, it's easy enough to mute it and play the soundtrack.
Agreed. They did take care of the hard part.
I have a mental vision of a funny image to me, which is driving my car and getting pulled over, and the cop comes up to the window and he's like, "Sir, do you have any idea how fast you were driving?" And then he hears that Doof, he hears that Chapter Doof is playing, and he just goes, "Never mind, carry on," and walks back to his car. Because I think that's just a free pass to speed, as if Chapter Doof is playing in your car.
I mean, that's what we did last year on the way down.
Yeah.
I am still a much better fan of Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms is probably my favorite song mm-hmm. on there. But Chapter Doof, I love driving to.
Sure.
Brothers in Arms is a great song, though.
I also like The Rig.
Yeah.
The Rig. I just love the slow chug. And you hear the cello in the background. The room.
Blood Bag. Also a good song. Good, so I'm going to pull up a list of all the songs, and we can all just agree that every one of them is good.
Mm-hmm.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, recommendation?
That thing you just said.
Okay. I win the internet.
Hooray!
Not the whole internet.
Goodbye!
We're cutting it now?
Well, unless you had more to say.
I have nothing more to say.
Well, then goodbye.
All right, see you guys. Thanks for listening and watching.
We're sorry.
Goodbye.